Alleged Pentagon Leaks, Biden Administration Worried That Ukraine Will Attack Russia. By Nick Gilbertson on April 24, 2023. President Joe Biden's administration fears that a Ukrainian attack on Russian territory could escalate the war and drag the United States into a direct conflict with Russia, according to a report citing documents from last month's alleged Pentagon leak. United States military officials have had to prevent Ukraine's military forces from levying attacks on Russian territory at times in fear of retaliation, The Washington Post's Shane Harris and Isabel Kershudian reported Monday, referencing documents from the alleged Pentagon leak purportedly carried out by former Massachusetts Air National Guardsman Jack Teixeira. Ukraine, eager to bring the fight to Russia's home turf, is sometimes restrained by the United States, which has tried to avoid escalating the conflict into a direct fight between U.S. and Russian forces. Some U.S. officials see attacks on Russia, particularly if they involve U.S.-supplied weapons, as highly risky operations that Russian President Vladimir Putin could find so threatening that he resorts to using tactical nuclear weapons. Numerous foreign governments have denied the authenticity of at least some of the information in the documents or called the documents themselves counterfeit, as Breitbart News reported. At the same time, Pentagon officials have labeled some of the allegedly leaked papers as doctored without specifying a quantity. One such example of U.S. restraint alleged in the papers reportedly occurred in February, according to the Post. Major General Kirill Obudanov, the head of the country's military intelligence directorate, the HIR, instructed one of his officers to get ready for mass strikes on 24 February. With everything the HIR had, according to a classified report from the U.S. National Security Agency. Officials even mused about a sea-based strike using TNT in the Black Sea port city of Novorossiysk, a largely symbolic operation that would nevertheless demonstrate Ukraine's ability to hit deep inside enemy territory. Another allegedly classified document, which supposedly originated from the CIA 2 days before the allegedly planned anniversary attack, stated that Ukraine had agreed, at Washington's request, to postpone strikes, per the Post. Details surrounding the alleged U.S. request and her agreement are not clear, though Harris and Kershudian reported that U.S. officials had been covertly surveilling Ukraine's alleged scheme. Watch, Democrat Representative Abigail Spenberger on Biden downplaying leak. Any leak is completely bad, damaging to it leaks of assessments of other nations. The report comes as Ukraine prepares to launch a counteroffensive against Russia, the outcome of which could pose a political nightmare for Biden with those who want heightened U.S. involvement in Ukraine as well as those who want an end to the war, Politico reported. Publicly, President Joe Biden's team has offered unwavering support for Ukraine, pledging to load it up with weapons and economic aid for as long as it takes. But, if the impending fighting season yields limited gains, administration officials have expressed privately they fear being faced with a two-headed monster attacking it from the hawkish and dovish ends of the spectrum. One side will say that Ukraine's advances would have worked had the administration given Kyiv everything it asked for, namely longer-range missiles, fighter jets and more air defenses. The other side, administration officials worry, will claim Ukraine's shortcoming proves it can't force Russia out of its territory completely. A failure to show significant progress following the offensive on Ukraine's part could also drive European allies in favor of a peace negotiation, Politico's Jonathan Lemire and Alexander Ward wrote. Related, Top House Intel. Dem, Biden administration is too casual on alleged classified doc leak. I don't know we can protect secrets of allies.